Marana. This is Chris Osborne bringing you the fourth episode of my Tiki Chris Talks podcast. This one's about my September visit to the tiny Polynesian country of the Cook Islands. What you're hearing is a live recording I made of a song sung during Sunday morning service at the Cook Islands Christian Church in the village of Titicaca on the Cook's main island, Rarotonga. The Cook Islands are a group of 15 islands in the South Pacific, roughly halfway between New Zealand and Hawaii. I was there touring Rarotonga and the island of Aitutaki for an article for City AM and for a mini-series for my own blog. I'm going to let you listen to the rest of this beautiful hymn now, and then fade into an interview I did with Polynesian carver Michael Tavioni. I think my conversation with Papa Mike turned out well, and that he was a lively and engaging interviewee. Just please bear with the background noise. The interview was conducted outside Mike's Rarotonga studio on the side of the road and not far from the airport. There was a mother hen with her chicks clucking and chirping around her feet as well, and a rooster crowing now and again not so far away. After the interview, I'll wrap things up with a few closing thoughts and some more exotic sounds from my time on Rarotonga. Thank you. And yes, yeah, so I've just, I'd love to know a little bit more about Cook Island art, how you got started, and how you're carrying on the traditions.
Yeah, okay. That's a big question.
Okay,
so. Can you be more specific?
How long have you been carving?
Since I was 5 years old.
Okay.
That sounds ridiculous.
Since you're five.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I follow my father when he feed the pigs, and I use the bush knife to make marks on the trees around there, you know?
Okay.
So I think that's the beginning of something I never managed to walk away from.
I see.
Making images.
Okay. And was, even at that early age, was there an art to it? Were you trying to make faces or symbols?
When I was about 6, 8, I started drawing cowboys and Indians. Because that was what on the movie at the time.
Right. Okay.
And I was amazed by the Indians and the cowboys and the horses.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was maybe drawing stick men and that kind of thing.
Okay. So when did... Well, I guess, when did you start taking it seriously?
I don't know. When I was 14, I made a pencil case.
Okay.
And not because I wanted to, but it aroused my interest in making things for wood.
Okay.
Or anything else. When I was about 17, I was 16 to 18, around about, I was sent to New Zealand on scholarship.
Okay.
And was exposed to more things. But all this time, I draw on my exercise book in school.
Mm-hmm.
Every book I have, some corners I draw in it. And I start writing poetry.
Okay.
When I was about 18, that's 16, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I published a poetry book, and I'm on number 2 volume. And then when I came back, I went to university because my father wants me to go.
Here, in the Cook Islands?
In Massey University in New Zealand.
In New Zealand, okay.
I studied horticulture and agriculture in general. Mm-hmm. And I worked for government for many years. I loved the work.
Okay.
But I can't leave art alone. I tried to form a motorbike gang, but we have no jackets like the Hell's Angels.
Right, yeah.
So I got my sister to sew us jackets, and I painted the back by hand. And later I taught myself to do screen printing.
Okay.
Block printing, hand paint of fabric.
Okay.
And batik. Then I taught myself to carve wood properly, stone and bone.
While you were still in New Zealand?
No, while I was here.
Okay.
The wood side of my art, and I paint as well, but the wood side of my art is the more one that's more exposed.
I see.
People think I'm the best wood carver on the the islands, which is probably wrong.
Okay. You think they're better carvers than you?
I think there are carvers who are excellent carvers.
Okay.
You are not a master of everything, but yeah. I love to toot you around and touch every form of art. That's my problem.
Okay.
I want to do whatever form of art I do it, and
right.
I try to do it.
Okay.
Last year I go stupid, so I shift the pigs from the pig pen out into another pen. I put the canvas on the concrete and put paint around it and chase the pigs back in. And they made a painting.
Where is that? Do you have that?
Somebody took it to exhibition in Parnell in New Zealand, and one of them sold $1,200.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I paint realistically before,
mm-hmm.
but the excitement is gone.
Okay.
I've been cutting chicken's wings now and legs.
Okay.
I want to dry them and then use them to paint.
Ah,
paint
okay.
birds uh-huh. using feathers.
Okay.
I don't know if it can be done, but if you say this is a chicken and I paint it with chicken feathers,
yes,
they have to believe you, even if it doesn't look like one.
So when did you get into traditional carving?
Because I work for government, I'm assigned to be in charge of stations out in other places.
Okay.
In the outer islands.
Oh.
And some of the islands, I have blood relations. I've got grand uncles who work, living in Natu, Mitiaro. And I'm amazed by their skill in making things. And for example, making a canoe which is watertight,
okay.
all lashed together uh-huh. with a sennit, and no metal on it at all.
Okay.
And to be able to go in the ocean and catch a huge tuna and marlin on
right,
this
yeah.
16 to 19 footer
wow.
canoe, and then come back with 10 or 20 tuna in a canoe, it just amazes me.
Yeah.
So I watch carefully how they make them.
Okay.
And all the artifacts our people make mm-hmm. are not ornamental.
Right.
A bowl is for food preparation or a medicinal use.
Okay.
A paddle is to propel a canoe so you can go and catch some fish.
Right.
And a canoe is to keep you safe in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
a carving of a demigod is for religious purposes.
Okay.
So there's nothing of ornamentals. But if you go into the British Museum,
yes,
there's a lot of Kuwaitian artifacts like ads with very intricate carvings on them.
Yes.
But they're not ornamental.
Okay.
Although they are ornamental in a sense, but they are numbers, or they represent the population or the tribe.
Okay. So and what they, I think of as a design is giving information.
Yeah.
Okay.
And on Tanganui image, Tanganui artifacts in the British Museum, there are about five or six images on there, which represents a chief, a woman, an elderly woman, younger women, younger men, and kids.
So it's almost like a census.
It's no, it's a genealogy of a chief, or the genealogy of an ancestor.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Wow.
So it's not a census, no, but the on the ads, for example, the same image is replicated thousands of times.
Okay.
And it's like any other civilization. They boast about numbers. Like Pharaoh fought a war and he lost. But in his records, he won.
Yes, okay.
You know, because he got a million soldiers.
Right, yeah.
When he didn't have a million. So that is the same kind of thing.
Okay.
We have so many people, and they are recorded on this piece of wood.
I see. Oh, wow. Okay. And so does the style from the different islands, does it change? Can you look at a piece and know it's from Rarotonga or another island?
I just think you have more images than the Cook Islands.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they've lost their the style, the form of their traditional canoe. Nobody knows what it looks like.
All right.
But a lot of the artifacts exist in other countries. So that have been saved, and you can draw knowledge from that.
Right, okay.
Atiu Mitarumoke, their work is, and Mangai, their style of work is almost similar to Austral Islands invitation in French Polynesia.
Okay.
But they're not far off, they're 200-300 miles apart.
Right, okay.
And they're very close to each other.
Okay.
So it's correct to assume those islands were in contact.
Sure.
Before.
Okay, okay. And the wood you use, does it come from here?
Oh, yeah. I think it's stupid to import wood.
Right.
Don't you see?
You got a lot of forest, yeah.
It's more expensive.
Okay.
Very expensive.
Okay. And what is the wood that you primarily use?
We use oak, which is tree hibiscus.
Okay.
There's some logs on the lawn
right
behind there, to the side. And we use ironwood. Can you give me this?
This one?
Yeah. Ironwood.
It's just a stupid name that the Europeans give it.
Okay. Oh, it's heavy. Wow. Yeah, not a stupid
name. We call it Toa.
Heavy. Toa.
Yeah, Toa means warrior.
Okay.
Wow. In English, it's ironwood.
Yeah,
and the Europeans call it ironwood. A different animal here. And then another country, they call another wood ironwood.
Yes, I grew up with an ironwood. But it's something different.
They're never the same. And then we have a rain tree like this one. It's actually introduced to this place.
Which one's that?
This one.
Okay.
It's called rain tree because some European botanist was sitting under it in the evening, and the fine petals was falling on him, like a raindrop.
Okay.
So he called it rain tree.
Okay. So yesterday I saw your piece at the University of the South Pacific campus.
Yeah.
The big stone piece. You work in stone and wood equally, or do you have a preferred medium?
I no, it's dictated by the people.
Okay.
Who wanted things made.
Okay.
Yeah. But I have a personal, how do you call it, mission.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, have you been to the marketplace?
Probably not the one you're talking about. I went to the night market yesterday, but
know,
that was all food.
But on the market, there's two bigger stones there.
Okay, like, by you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a two at the auditorium, one big one and one small one.
Okay.
On the far side. This one on this side belongs to a friend of mine from Tahiti. And this one at the Ukiyo School on the beach there.
Yeah.
And that's local stone, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a stupid question.
Sorry. And it was it looked what I saw. I forget the name of the piece at the university. What's it called?
Tauratua.
Tauratua.
Yeah.
And what does that mean, sir?
Tara means rope or link.
Okay.
Atua means God.
Okay.
So, like the Catholics pray to Mary or St. Vincent or whatever to convey their prayer to the to God, similarly, we have the same thing.
Okay.
Tara Tua is a divine ancestor that we hope will convey our requests to a departmental god, which is equal to the archangels, or to the singular god, Io, which is equal to Jehovah.
Okay.
So we have parallel gods and divine gods.
Okay.
So Tauratua means the link or the rope.
Do you
find... To God. Okay. Linking us to God.
Okay. Does most of your work have a spiritual element to it?
If it's my decision to come.
Okay.
If it's a lady wanted two little ones, but I give it the same respect.
Okay.
As I would do my own.
I see. I understand. Okay.
But lacking the... With a lot of things not done to it.
Okay.
It's just... what do you say? Mundane.
Mundane? Ordinary?
Ordinary,
yeah, okay.
Yeah. There's no spiritual link at all.
I see. Secular.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And is that, you find most Cook Islanders still, what I've noticed, and I've only been here a day and a half, it's a very Christian country, and it seems like most people, I went to church yesterday morning, it was beautiful, and I've seen a lot of churches, and even just driving up and down. Do people still have an interest in the pre-Christian traditions? And is it part of their life at all?
People are calling the check chocolate.
Uh-huh.
Is something else.
Okay.
What's inside is a chocolate.
Uh-huh.
So the Christian illusion you saw is merely a wrapping.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it gives you the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
They are Christian.
Yes.
But when it comes to traditional titles and traditional land ownership,
yes, okay,
they lose their Christianity.
Okay.
They revert back to being a Maori person.
Okay.
Greedy to retain their land,
right,
their rights.
Okay.
Their ownership.
Uh-huh.
And Christianity had nothing to do with that.
Right, yeah.
You know, they agreed to retain what's theirs traditionally, yeah.
Okay, okay.
And we have titles. We have chief title.
Yes.
Sub-chief title.
Mm-hmm.
Sub-chief's title.
Okay.
And so on. And in this island, not the other islands, in this island and a few islands, the last thing to endorse your right to hold a title,
mm-hmm.
so it becomes a title holder, is to bite the pig's ear.
Say it again.
A pig.
Yeah, pig, yeah.
Have been cooked, and your last act before you become a chief,
uh-huh.
with mana,
yes.
of power.
Power, yeah.
Is to bite the ear off the pig's head.
Okay.
Now, the Seventh-day Adventists don't eat pigs.
Right.
But because of their greed for the title,
okay.
they eat the ear of the pig.
Okay.
So where is the Christian faith? Where does it sit?
Right, okay, okay. Oh, that's very interesting, wow.
But they shouldn't worry about it, because the arrangement of the Papa our God,
uh-huh.
the European God, and our God is parallel.
Okay.
We have Jehovah, we have Io, singular God.
Okay.
You have archangels, we have the Tangaro and Tan in them, which is a departmental God.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the saints.
Okay.
We have the Taurat too.
Okay. Okay. What are the Taratura?
Taratura means a deified ancestor.
Oh, okay. Okay.
A person deified or whatever, however you speak this English
sure.
language.
No, I understand. Okay.
He's been made into a demigod.
I see. Okay.
And Taura is a Taratura. It might appear in the form of a shark uh-huh. or a centipede. A whale, depends which tribe.
Okay.
And a tribe where the Taurator comes into the form of shark never eats shark.
All right, okay.
If it comes into the form of turtle, that tribe never eats.
Okay.
The turtle is element, the visual element that holds their deified ancestor.
Okay. What is your tribe?
What do you mean?
Do you have a tribe?
No. Do I? Yes. Yeah.
And what is its animal?
Thomas Bembridge from Suffolk.
Okay. I'm not sure I follow.
What?
I'm not sure I follow.
He's my one of my ancestors.
Okay. Okay, I see. Okay, so you're not going to eat Thomas.
Hey?
No eating Thomas.
No.
Okay.
No, I have. We have other. In my tribe,
uh-huh.
we have different Taura to it.
Okay.
One is a shark. It's called uh-huh. It's called Iti Manuka.
Okay.
Iti means tribe, and Manuka means from a place called Manuka.
Okay.
And we have a Kaukura. Kau means the wrapping of a fetus.
Okay.
And kura means royalty.
Okay.
So that is a whale. All
right, okay.
So, for example, my uncle died in New Zealand. He was sent back.
Mm-hmm.
And my father, my sister, and my brothers took his coffin back to the island to bury.
Okay.
As soon as the boat left this island, a shark came to the bow of the boat.
Wow.
And swam there and colored in yellow. The shark was yellow.
Yellow?
Yeah.
Wow.
And okay. that is Itumanuka. That's our Taurato.
Okay.
And when they arrived in the harbor, when the boat was anchored,
uh-huh.
it just sank.
Okay.
So that is the Taurato.
I see. Huh.
And another time in 1874, some people from Tauranga, New Zealand, from the northeast side of North Island of New Zealand,
uh-huh.
called the Nicholases. They uh-huh. have European, have I don't know, Irish, but Scottish.
I don't, okay.
And half Maori.
Uh-huh.
They came here, married the locals, and they had a ship called goldfinch.
Okay.
That traveled from here to the Outer Islands trading. Eh? Uh-huh. But on the last trip, it went from Rarotonga.
Yeah.
From here, between Mangaia on this side, 110 mm-hmm. miles away, and out to 140-something miles away in the middle.
Okay.
It struck a hurricane because it's rotten wood.
Oh.
It got smashed up.
Right.
And everybody was killed except an ancestor of mine, a woman.
All right.
Her name is Papatua, and she was taken to the other island by the shark.
Oh, wow.
And okay. you can read that in the book, Days of the Pooba.
Pooba.
Yeah.
Days of the Pooba.
Yeah, okay. Of Cook Islands. That book is written about how the Europeans reacted mm-hmm. or controlled the people here when they arrived.
Right.
And in there it writes the history.
Okay.
And writes about the woman surviving. But they don't know how she survived. They don't believe that the shark saved her.
Right.
But who saved her then?
Right, yeah. Okay.
She was found on the reef in Mangaia. She said two of them came on the shark. Mm-hmm. She said her brother was with her, but her brother was not on the boat.
Hmm. Wow, that's amazing.
It may have been another Taura tour that accompanied her on the shark to Mangaia.
Right.
And she lived at the end of this street until she died.
Okay.
My father actually met her.
Okay.
That was it. 18 something.
Yeah. Gosh.
So the goldfinch that belongs to the Nicholas family.
Nicholas, okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Oh.
So I'm just telling you this so it explains to you yes. what a Taura toy is. Okay. Like Fatima or whatever.
Uh huh, yeah.
The something of Fatima, that yeah. kind of thing.
Okay.
Where she said she saw a spirit, whatever,
right.
and kills people.
Okay.
It's a similar sort of thing.
Okay. Wow.
So, I have no preferred medium.
Okay.
If
yeah.
I have canvas here and I have no work, I'll paint.
Okay. So what are you working on now?
Those little stupid balls.
Little stupid balls. And I see some unfinished carvings here. So this is Tongaroa, yes?
Yeah.
And he's the fisherman god.
No.
Am I correct? No. But can you tell me about Tongaroa and why it's such a prominent image here? I've seen it so many times.
You know, where you have the archangels.
Yes.
He fits in that category.
Okay.
So we have Tane, which is in charge of land, trees, animals.
Tane.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we have Romo, who kind of follows the sky god, but becomes the god in the sky.
Okay.
And Taro is supposed to be the god for anything liquid.
Anything liquid, okay.
The sea, water, etc. But he's also called the creator god, which is mm-hmm. wrong.
Okay.
But some island, some different tribes call him the creator god, which is equivalent to to Io.
Okay.
He's giving Io's job as his.
I see.
To be a creator god. So I think they did that because Io is a name that nobody's allowed to say to speak.
Oh, okay.
So for them, they called Taro as a creator god with a similar function as Io, which mm-hmm. is God himself.
I see.
And the creator of everything.
So there's no physical or visual representation of Io?
Well, yes, it's there. The not the physical thing,
uh-huh.
but the physical phenomena of what the creator is, right?
Okay.
Okay, start off with, he's a creator god in some island territory.
Yes.
Maybe he's really Eeyore, but they don't want to use that name.
Okay.
So you have a big phallus, bigger than the Europeans.
Yeah, he is very well endowed, yeah.
And the reason is, we do not believe that you spit on a piece of clay and you mold it and becomes a man.
Okay.
We do not, our ancestors don't believe in that.
Okay.
They believe in the physical union, okay, to create somebody. And that is why, if he's a creator god, he has to have a big phallus to be able to produce millions of people.
But he would also need a partner.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. But let me finish with him.
Okay.
And then he have a titi, like a woman.
All right, yes, okay.
Just to sustain his creation.
I see, okay.
And in every case, he have a big stomach.
Yes.
The indication of abundance of food.
Okay.
So it's not a kind of a joke. Mm-hmm. It's a visual way of showing the manna of the creator god.
Okay.
That they can produce, they can create men. They can feed them like a mother.
Yeah.
And he can supply sustenance throughout their life.
I see. Wow. Okay. That's a lot going on.
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah.
But you can easily be misled because some of the Tahitian islands call him as a creator god.
Okay.
When he, in actual fact, is really the god for water, which means fish, fishing, voyaging, and so on.
Okay. Wow.
But he's also, in this particular case, have been kind of promoted to be the creator god.
Okay.
For the simple reason that the creator god, Eeyore, only certain priests are allowed to utter his name.
Okay.
So the ordinary people have to find another name.
I see.
To use for a creator god.
Okay.
And there's many other, like the archangels.
Yeah.
There are many of them.
Okay.
The same with this. There are several gods in charge of departments.
Okay. I see. Well,
and then it comes down to your deified ancestors.
Okay.
Like saints.
Okay. Do you have special days for special ancestors or times when you...
Oh, remember, we're Christians.
Yeah. Okay.
But we retain traditional skills.
Okay.
When to go and catch octopus. When is the best day to catch tuna?
Yes.
When do you get... when do you plant a certain crop? Mm-hmm. What phase of the moon? What stage of the tide? And so on. And what time of the day?
Okay.
We still retain those.
I see.
For example, I was on one island, Mitiaro, one time long ago. There are people who were playing cards, and about 9:30 in the evening, mm-hmm, the women stood up and hold their fishing baskets and some lights and walked out, and the men were just sitting there. And I said to the women, where are you going? Because I'm not familiar.
Yes.
They said, oh, to get some crayfish. And I laughed. I said, oh, yeah, just like that. Because it's hard to find crayfish.
Right.
I said, can I come? And the men laughed because, I said, why are you laughing? He said, it's a woman's thing to fish for crayfish.
Uh-huh.
The men... If the men go, they're called as lala, okay, you know, pufters.
Okay.
The women like. And I realized why. When we went in, the moon was aligned in the sky.
Uh-huh.
I remember correctly. The time was about 9:30 to 10 at night. and the water was ankle deep.
Uh-huh.
As soon as we got in the water, all you see is blue, the eyes of crayfish.
Oh, right, okay.
As far as you can see, it's blue in the sea.
Mm-hmm.
The women just step on the crayfish, grab it, put it in the bag.
Wow.
Any other night, nothing.
Nothing, okay.
So this is the kind of skills they have from their traditional ancestors.
Okay, okay.
Which cannot be replaced by Christianity.
Okay. And these skills and traditions, you see the younger generation still learning them and still interested? No? Particularly with carving and art, are there still young people learning it? And it's just the way the world is today, and the too many factors.
So we have to find excuses.
Yes, okay.
And blame the way the world is today.
All right, okay.
No, I think we should blame attitude.
It's attitude, okay.
Yeah, and losing identity.
Okay.
We have over 2/3 of our population in Australia and New Zealand now.
Okay.
And the reason they left is because they can't make enough money to pay their mortgages, etc. But at the same time, they're being replaced by Indonesians, Filipinos, Samoans, Fijians, Indians.
Right.
And their jobs are being taken by them.
I see, yeah.
The problem with our country is as tourism developed and making more money, the wages didn't follow in line with economic success.
Right.
So people, the local people, they have nothing out of the industry. Yeah. So their homes got repossessed because they can't pay it off. Because the wages are not high enough, but the cost of living are too high.
Right.
So they left, and by leaving, they are out of touch.
Yes.
With their culture. The education system, because of government policy, don't think that it is worth perpetuating tradition. Although verbally they will say it should be carried on.
Okay.
But physically, there's nothing.
They're not doing it, yeah. Okay.
On this island, we have a handful of people who mix drums only.
Uh-huh.
And a handful that makes ukuleles.
Okay.
Make ukuleles. There's a factory, a commercial factory, that makes tries to make something like we're doing, but they're really importing their stuff from overseas to sell.
Right.
And call it locally crafted.
I see.
Because they don't have the local qualified people to carve for them. In the art islands, I thought it was alive, but it's not.
Not there either. Okay. Mm.
But, you know, like you eat fish, you wash your hand?
Yes.
And you smell, it's still there.
Right.
I think the skill is still there.
Okay.
Even though they don't do it.
Okay.
It will not go away.
Okay. Do you teach at all?
Yeah, but I'm sick of going to the schools because in the schools when I teach, it's just an excuse to fill in a period.
Okay.
Not genuine intention by the schools.
I understand, yeah.
So I don't want to go back to the schools. I'm building an art school in the back.
Oh, okay.
I'm building an art gallery here, half of it.
Okay.
But I am not ready to operate because I can't finish it. I don't want to loan any money from a bank.
Okay.
So every dollar I get, I buy. Like, I'm going to concrete the gallery before finishing it and opening it.
Okay.
I've been buying damaged, what this thing is called? Wyomish.
Oh, right, yes.
You know, to put concrete up. Uh-huh. I can't afford to buy good ones. So I just buy damaged ones.
Okay.
So, and I've got to this stage without borrowing any money.
That's good.
And then in the back, all this is the art school.
Okay. So if tourists, the people traveling from other places, if they wanted to see your work or get in touch with you, how would they do that?
They find their way.
You find a way, okay.
2 weeks ago, I have a Polish boy here. He wants to buy a wooden bowl for his mom.
Okay.
I said, no, you make it yourself. So I was teaching him. He finished it in 4 days.
All right, okay.
And each day he would put his progress on Facebook.
Okay, very cool.
And he was happy at the end. He finished it and he designed it. I showed him how to design it.
Oh, that's very cool.
And he bought me one piece of timber, like that.
All right, okay.
As payment. He donated.
I see.
One piece of timber.
Okay, I love that.
But I said, don't pay. I was happy with him.
Yeah?
I was happy that he finished it. If he didn't finish it, I'll charge him.
Okay.
So before he left, he know that, two of these posts are donated by a European woman.
Uh-huh.
Who understood what I was doing. So I've got families who come here, make ukuleles. The mother, the father, the daughter, the son. They all make ukuleles for themselves. It's on the internet somewhere.
Okay, it's on the internet somewhere. I will.
If you remember, I teach bad kids too.
Okay.
You know, thieves.
Thieves, okay.
Yeah, if you look on YouTube and Google Voices Along the Wayside.
Voices Along the Wayside.
And there's a 40-minute documentary.
Okay.
Of boys that I taught here.
Okay, okay.
But I didn't teach them art. I taught them mathematics, botany, singing, poetry.
Okay.
And those kind of things. And when they finished the year with me, they came in about 2-3 hours a day. I said to their bosses that some of them will end up in the top 10 of their class the following year.
Right.
The following year, 5 of them were in the top 10.
That's incredible. That's great.
And the top of the class was one of them.
Okay.
He is now in Christchurch. He's a qualified diploma.
Okay.
The other one is now a qualified builder.
Okay.
Another one is a heavy duty mechanic. Machine operator and mechanic. Heavy duty.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't want to. Oh, go ahead, sir. Yes, please.
But I might. If you go on YouTube and look that up, you might throw more light on the kind of thing I do.
Okay. Yeah, we'll definitely look it up. Well, I don't want to take up too much more of your time. I really appreciate you talking with me. And
I like having so fun with people like you.
Well, I'm having a good time.
You people are so arrogant and naive.
Well, there you go. I just tried to learn how
not
to.
I enjoy it.
So what's the secret then?
Eh?
What's the secret?
About what?
Wow, I don't know.
About life?
Yeah.
Well, have a purpose when you wake up.
Have a purpose when you wake up.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you very much.
I hope you enjoyed my interview with Michael Tavioni. To view his works online and learn more about his art, go to miketavioni.wordpress.com. Tavioni is spelled T-A-V-I-O-N-I. The traditional drumming you hear was recorded at the Highland Paradise Show in the hills of Rarotonga. You can learn more about them and book a seat at one of their dinner show performances at highlandparadise.co.ck. More information about the Cook Islands Christian Church, go to cicc.net.ck. And big thanks to Cook Islands Tourism for their help during my trip. To start planning your own adventures in the Cooks, pay a visit to cookislands.travel. And if you're interested in more of what I do, I'm online at tikichris.com and I'm at tikichris on Twitter. To listen to more episodes of Tiki Chris Talks, go to tikichris.com/podcast. Meitaki ma'ata.